Welcome to 20 Days with 1 Peter, Blessing and Purpose Even in the Midst of Suffering, Day 4. My goal? To share a timeless truth with you from Holy Scripture in under 5 minutes today. Let me know how I'm doing. My email address is info@40dayswithchrist.com. Love to hear from you. info@40dayswithchrist.com. Let's start with prayer. Father in heaven, during our time on this earth, we see as through a glass darkly. We look forward to the day when we will know more fully, even as we are known fully by you. Especially in cases where we don't fully understand, help us to trust what we do understand, and to trust in what you say is true. Help us to apply your word in the manner in which it was intended. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. Concerning this salvation, the prophets, who spoke of the grace that was to come to you, searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. By way of quick review, getting our feet on the ground, so far Peter has encouraged us in chapter 1 that although for a little while we may have to suffer griefs and all kinds of trials, these trials are temporary. Our salvation, on the other hand, the inheritance that God has reserved for us in heaven, now that is eternal. By faith we're shielded by God's great power until the day of salvation, and the joy we have in Christ right here and right now on this earth is so glorious sometimes it can't even be expressed with words, for we are receiving the end result of our faith, the salvation of our souls. How great is our salvation in Christ? How wonderful is this New Testament relationship with God on the basis of what Christ has done for us? Listen to Peter. Concerning this salvation, he says, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to us, they searched intently and with the greatest care. They diligently tried to discover the times and the circumstances of the prophecy the Spirit of God was giving them. They wanted to know more regarding the upcoming sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. But it was revealed to them that these prophecies of the Messiah were not intended for themselves. They were given to them for us. You and me, who hear the gospel message preached after Christ's death and resurrection. And so, the great prophets of old, Ezekiel, Daniel, Isaiah, they passed along what they heard from the Holy Spirit, even though they didn't fully understand it at the time. This wonderful relationship we have with God through Christ is something so awesome that even angels would like to look more closely into it. Peter doesn't go into all the details, and I'll be honest, I won't pretend to know exactly what he's talking about, but his overall point seems to me to be this, that this New Testament relationship we have with God, this present condition of forgiveness and grace that we experience in Jesus Christ, this work that God is doing within humanity through his Son Jesus and through his Holy Spirit is so wonderful, so magnificent, that even angels would like to know more about it. How incredible is that? We have so much to be thankful for. So much to be joyful about. Yes, in this world we will have some trouble, but if we remain true to Christ, Peter reminds us that those troubles will only be for a little while. Our salvation, our imperishable inheritance, our joy in Christ, those are everlasting. Let's pray. Father in heaven, how can we possibly thank you enough? How incredibly blessed we are. For though our deeds deserve death, you have reconciled us to you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. That does it for day 4. Take care, and Lord willing, I do hope to see you again tomorrow for day 5 of 20 Days with 1 Peter, Blessing and Purpose, Even in the Midst of Suffering.